Imagine signing up for a reality TV show on a beautiful tropical island, only to find yourself fighting for your life when the cameras stop rolling. This is the nightmare Lila faces in One Perfect Couple. A dedicated virologist whose career is stalling, Lila reluctantly agrees to join her boyfriend Nico on a couples competition show called Paradise Partners. Despite her misgivings about the unprofessional producer Baz Whitman and vague contract terms, she capitulates to preserve her relationship with Nico, an aspiring actor desperate for his big break. What begins as a tropical getaway quickly reveals itself as something far more sinister, a carefully orchestrated scheme with deadly intentions. The warning signs were there from the beginning: aggressive NDAs, one-way tickets to a remote location, and a producer who dismisses Lila's legitimate safety concerns. But blinded by Nika's charm and her desire to support his dreams, she ignores her instincts. Little does she know that their recruitment wasn't random. It was methodical, calculated, and part of a larger, darker plan that would test not just their relationship, but their very survival. The 12 contestants arrive at Ever After Island, greeted by pristine beaches and luxury villas. Red flags emerge immediately. They must surrender all electronic devices, and cameras will film them constantly, except in bathrooms. When Nico performs poorly on a compatibility quiz about Lila and gets eliminated, he erupts in anger, accusing her of sabotage. As contestants question the show's legitimacy, noting no welfare staff, psychological support, or proper infrastructure, disaster strikes. A Category 4 tropical storm ravages the island with 140-mile-per-hour winds and massive storm surges. Lila finds a hidden emergency radio but can't contact anyone. When she and Joel try to escape their villa perched on stilts over water, a 15-foot wave nearly claims Joel's life before Lila pulls him to safety. The aftermath reveals devastating losses. Romy, Joel's girlfriend, and producer Marcus Chen are dead. The island lies in ruins, and their link to civilization, the yacht Over Easy, has vanished. What began as manufactured drama has become a desperate survival situation, with dwindling supplies forcing the remaining contestants to cooperate despite previous rivalries. As days pass without rescue, an unexpected power structure emerges. Connor begins controlling the group's resources, particularly their water supply. He rebuilds the jetty to an isolated water villa where he and girlfriend Zana retreat, then secretly relocates all supplies there overnight, claiming concerns about rats and elastic attitudes towards rations. When confronted, Connor chillingly responds, "Who said this is a democracy?" The situation escalates when Bayer defies Connor's rationing rules, resulting in a violent confrontation where Connor beats Bayer to death. After this shocking display, Connor's control tightens. His relationship with Zana shows troubling signs. She appears with a black eye after disagreeing with him, though he claims she slipped. As more contestants mysteriously disappear or die, Dan's body washes up on shore, Joel vanishes. Survivors uncover disturbing facts about Connor's past, including his relationship with 17-year-old Callie, who committed suicide after he left her. The island's deteriorating conditions reveal how quickly social structures collapse in crisis, with Connor demonstrating how easily control can be seized through violence, intimidation, and resource manipulation. With their situation growing desperate, Lila, Santana, Angel, and Zana form an alliance that becomes their only hope for survival. Each brings unique strengths: Lila's scientific mind, Santana's emotional intelligence, Angel's survival skills, and Zana's knowledge of Connor's patterns. Their alliance faces an immediate test when Santana's insulin disappears. Evidence suggests Connor stole it as leverage. After debating the morality of taking a life, they plan to have Zana invite Connor to the water villa for reconciliation, where they'll drug and fatally dose him with insulin. The plan derails when Angel accidentally drinks the drugged water. Lila accompanies Santana to confront Connor, who brutally attacks Santana before pursuing Lila. As he chokes Lila on the veranda, Zana, who fears water after Connor nearly drowned her, strikes him with a bottle, sending him over the railing. She follows him into the dark water, determined to prevent his return. This alliance shows how female solidarity can overcome patriarchal power. Together, these women, previously isolated and manipulated through different tactics, find collective strength that allows them to overcome both physical threats and psychological barriers. After rescue, survivors discover the show wasn't random, but an elaborate scheme targeting Connor. Each contestant was deliberately selected for their connection to his past or ability to trigger his violent tendencies. The most shocking revelation concerns producer Boz, whose true identity is Basil Ferrier. His niece, Callista, had taken her life after suffering psychological abuse from Connor at Santana's school. The entire show was Boz's revenge plot, designed to expose Connor's true nature while creating dramatic content. Boz's plan backfired catastrophically. The storm that sank the Overeasy caused multiple deaths, presumably including Boz himself, a tragic irony given his quest for justice. Matters worsen when Zana creates a false diary portraying Connor as a self-sacrificing hero, transforming the abuser into a celebrated martyr in death. This revelation raises profound questions about justice. While Boz's desire to expose his niece's abuser was understandable, his methods caused as much harm as the original wrong, blurring the line between justice and vengeance. After returning to their normal lives, the four survivors navigate complex emotional terrain, appreciating everyday comforts while processing their shared experiences. They make the healing-focused decision to live together, creating a supportive environment where they can help each other recover. Their evening discussions become an important part of their recovery process. Each woman shares her perspective. Lila examines her past relationship dynamics. Angel opens up about previous challenging experiences. Santana processes complicated feelings about Dan's actions, and Zana discusses her earlier encounters with Connor when she was a teenager. The public narrative about the events, while protecting Zana legally, creates internal conflict for the group. When Lila accesses her new phone, she discovers messages from Nico revealing crucial information. Boz had known about Connor's connection to his family member. This revelation helps them understand they were specifically selected as part of a calculated plan, leading to renewed emotional processing and healing discussions. One Perfect Couple reflects uncomfortable truths about human nature. The show becomes a microcosm, showing how quickly social structures collapse when resources dwindle and authority falters. Contestants transform from camera-ready personalities to desperate survivors, revealing civilization's thin veneer. The novel critiques reality television's exploitation, manufactured drama, and disregard for participants' welfare. Yet, ironically, survivors continue performing even after cameras fail, crafting narratives to shape how their story will be understood. The book examines abusive relationship psychology through multiple perspectives. When Angel comforts Zana, saying they've all known a man like him, Lila realizes she hadn't experienced such abuse, making her the outlier, not the norm. This forces readers to confront how prevalent abusive dynamics are in society and how often they remain unrecognized until too late. What would you do if stranded on an island with a murderer? How far would you go to survive? And upon returning, what version of the truth would you tell?